It's a rather grey November day here today. I'm standing in St Peter's Square, yet still there are queues to go into the Basilica. You can tell it's Rome because the fountains of Rome are here, and fringe behind the Bernini colonnade which runs round the square are some of the pines of Rome on one of the seven hills. We've come here to see the secret archive, and our entrance, though, is round the corner, rather more discreet. A side gate, or porta. That's how we get to see the secret archive. So I'm leaving the St. Peter's Square now. I'm looking for this little side gate. What's this? I need the Porta Sant'Anna. Well, this is definitely a porta. As there at the gate are the Swiss Guard in their blue robes and the tassels and the flat berry-style caps. No halberds today, no pikes at their side. I'm looking for our interpreter, Carlo Catalogna. I'm supposed to meet him here.
Carlo, how are you?
Gone past the first guard, now we have to come up to passport control, because of course Vatican City is not a city, it's a city-state, so we're technically not in Italy anymore. Well, we have just passed through passport control, a little bit of a hiatus. Policeman wanted to see the authorization, which unfortunately was in English, so he couldn't make head or tail of it, but they seem to have phoned ahead and found out that we are expected. So, Carlo, on you go. We're now in the heart of the Vatican City.
Yes.
And so, finally, after much peering at our paperwork and double-checking that we were who we said we were at last inside the city within the city, the Vatican State, and heading towards the secret archive. They call Rome, of course, the Eternal City. In our case, trudging along what seemed miles of endless corridors, upstairs, in lifts, across courtyards, past innumerable nuns and black-robed priests, it certainly seemed to be taking an eternity. And we still hadn't managed to track down our contact, Dr. Alessandro Rubacchini. Compared to this, I thought, cracking the Da Vinci Code had been child's play.
So it's quite a secret place he lives in, because we can't find him. I mean,
he works.
Oh, he works in there.
Well, I have to say, you know, if you want to keep a secret, keep everyone in ignorance. Nobody knows where he is, nobody knows where to meet him, nobody knows where his office is located. Okay, well, now let's see. We've been trotting around now for the best part of 20 minutes. And then, ecce homo, from behind a huge pair of glass double doors, Dr. Rubacchini himself emerged, rather startlingly, compared to virtually everybody else I'd seen, in a white coat and not a priest's gown.
Hello.
So, you are a conservator?
Yes.
Not a priest? Padre?
No.
But it seemed our Vatican exercise session wasn't over yet. Dr. Rubacchini led us down yet more corridors and through numerous more sets of doors until, eventually...
So this is the Papal Archive?
Yes, but è una piccola parte.
It's a small part.
A small part, yes, because the most part is in another place.
This is a small part. It's enormous.
Because these archives are very big. We have 85 kilometers shelves.
85 kilometers of shelves.
Yes.
There's a good few kilometers in here. I mean, this must be, what's this?
150, 200 feet long and off either side of us, shelves.
Questa zona qua è tutto il cortile. Quello che...
So, the whole courtyard you've seen outside is the space you have here.
That's enormous.
Ed è su two floors.
And it's on two floors.
And these were just the shelves. It was still quite a walk before we reached the Secret Archives Conservation Laboratory.
Very different.
Yes.
This is part of the laboratory of restoration, because you have it on two floors. So they do preservation, but also publishing of modern books.